Yo, what's good, Gen Z? Ready hot here, yourself caregiver and resident chaos coordinator. Okay, maybe not coordinator, more like someone who navigates it all with zero chill. Look, we all know life is a whirlwind right now, school, jobs, trying to figure out what avocado toast even is in this economy, but let's talk about something that can actually make things less chaotic. Mindful parenting. Yeah, I said it. Mindful parenting. It sounds like some woo-woo yoga retreat crap, but trust me, it's a game changer. You know how you scroll through TikTok and see those videos of parents losing their minds over spilled juice? Yeah, that's not the vibe we're going for here. We're talking about creating a calm oasis in the storm, even with a house full of tiny humans demanding your attention and sanity. So, let's break down 5 things you can do right now to become the Zen master parent you were born to be. 1. Breathe. Seriously. Before you even consider tackling that mountain of laundry or mediating an argument over who gets the blue cup first, take a deep breath. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 4, exhale for 4. Repeat until you feel your inner chill kicking in. It's like hitting pause on the chaotic symphony and switching to a soothing playlist. 2. Active listening is your superpower. Instead of just hearing what your kid is saying or screaming, actually listen to them. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really try to understand their perspective. Even if they're ranting about how unfair it is that they have to wear socks, hear them out. It's like giving them a golden microphone instead of just a mini tantrum stage. 3. Embrace imperfection. Let me tell you something, Gen Z. Perfection isn't real. And neither are perfectly behaved kids. We're all human here, tripping over our own feet and spilling things sometimes, literally. So, cut yourself some slack. It's okay if the house isn't spotless, dinner is takeout, or your bedtime routine looks more like a chaotic free-for-all. Just do your best and remember. Even superheroes have bad days. 4. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with other mindful parents who get it. You know, those people who are on the same wavelength as you, the ones who understand that sometimes the only way to survive is with a healthy dose of laughter and wine or maybe just tea, depending on your vibe. 5. Make time for self-care. I know, self-care sounds like another buzzword. But listen up, it's not about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about carving out time to recharge and refuel so you can be the best parent possible. Even 15 minutes of quiet meditation, a walk in nature, or a good book can make a world of difference. Think of it as an investment in yourself, in your family, and in your sanity. Ever felt like your brain is on overdrive? Like there's a constant stream of to-dos, demands, and emotions swirling around in your head. Yeah, we've all been there. Picture this. You're knee-deep in laundry, trying to decipher what your toddler just babbled about, was it dinosaur or dinner? And you also have a work deadline looming like the shadow of Mount Doom. It's enough to make anyone want to scream into a pillar, or maybe just hide under the covers with a bag of chips. But here's the thing. Mindful parenting isn't about achieving some unattainable state of Zen perfection. It's about making small, intentional choices that create a more peaceful and balanced family life. It's like hitting the reset button on your stress levels and finding that inner calm amidst the chaos. Okay, let's break it down. You know those moments when your kid throws a tantrum because they want a cookie right now, even though it's 8 AM and breakfast was literally just 10 minutes ago? Yeah. Those are prime examples where mindfulness can save the day and your sanity. Instead of reacting with frustration or annoyance, take a deep breath, connect with your child on their level, and try to understand what's causing the meltdown. Maybe they're hungry, tired, or overwhelmed. By approaching the situation with empathy and understanding, you can diffuse the drama and create a more positive experience for everyone involved. It's like turning that inner critic off and letting your compassionate side shine through. You're basically becoming the ultimate peacekeeper, except instead of wielding a sword, you've got the power of mindful communication and emotional intelligence. So remember, 1. Breathe. 2. Listen actively. 3. Embrace imperfection. 4. Find your tribe. And 5. Make time for self-care. These aren't just random tips, they are your secret weapons for navigating the wild world of parenting with grace and ease. Stop letting those stressful moments take over your life. You've got this, Gen Z. Remember to stay chill, keep it real, and never underestimate the power of a good mindful moment. Now go out there and show the world how it's done mindful parent style. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast with your fam. We need to spread the word about self-care, one episode at a time. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.